you hear me now? Please, second time.
I can hear you. So I can hear you better now that I've connected on the conversation, but it is a little bit muffled prior to. I'm not really sure. Yeah.
I think if we go ahead with it, we can always come back on and do it again. But
of
I think
course.
It should work if we can hear each other.
Yeah.
It might just be a little bit of a struggle for the people in it now, but I think we should get cracking with it. So thank you so much for coming on to speak to the community. I really appreciate that. Are you able to just give me some information about everything that you do regarding hypnotherapy and how it really intertwines with anxiety? And maybe just a brief explanation of your experience of anxiety.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Kira. I am a board certified hypnotherapist, and I primarily work with high performers and entrepreneurs. It's a very high stress, high anxiety inducing path. And, you know, the way hypnosis works is essentially, it's not a circus trick. It's not the swinging clock watch or making you cluck like a chicken. It has a lot of transformative techniques, because what we're really looking at is finding the root cause of what is creating the anxiety. The anxiety is a symptom of a deeper problem, which I'm sure you know very well of, and I'm sure many of your audience has had exposure to, but there's something deeper going on. And this is why when we work with hypnosis, we find the root. We can disassociate the negative emotions of fear or guilt and shame. This is typically what makes us feel anxious, that makes us feel stuck, disempowered, or in the paralysis, or we feel like we can't really do much, right? And when we don't feel like good, we don't really want to do much of anything. So when we can actually remove the negative emotions that are keeping us stuck, then the anchor is gone. And then we are free to actually make an empowered choice. We can be free from the things that were creating anxiety to begin with. And so what we're really looking at with hypnosis is looking at true behavior change that allows you to have a new empowered choice. And how that really works is by working with the neuroplasticity, changing the neuroplasticity of what used to be very painful, the old memories that keep us stuck, into empowerment, into being present into this moment. And so before I dive into all of that, what I personally went through, I was a very anxious person up until about the age of 29, until I actually found this work. And I was very deeply insecure. I worried about how I looked all the time. I worried about, I would go to parties and, you know, say something, and then I would ruminate about the stupid thing that I said for the whole evening or for days. I would worry constantly, like, was I going to lose my job? I had a lot of fearful thoughts, even though on the outside, people thought of me as very confident, very successful. On the inside, it was a completely other story. I was always overthinking. I was constantly, like, literally feeling like it was the end of the world if I had a pimple on my face and, like, wouldn't want to go out in public. So through this work, you know, I love to give this one example in particular because it's very memorable. When I was younger and when I started doing hypnosis, I discovered a root memory, and I didn't really understand why my whole life I was so insecure. Like, it was to the point where I, like, couldn't make decisions even at a restaurant. I would, like, go and, like, I'd be like, oh my God, like, what if I make the wrong choice and I'm not happy? And, like, it just, and it's just like, choose a meal, right? But it felt like paralysis because I was so fearful of making a mistake and so fearful of the outcome. So when I was younger, I remember being on the playground, and I grew up in an upper middle class Caucasian neighborhood, and, you know, we're children. I was like 6 years old, and a young boy, a Caucasian boy, said, like, you're just an ugly Chinese girl. And my whole life, I didn't really understand, like, why I felt, like, inferior to my Caucasian girlfriends, or why I always felt invisible to Caucasian men, or why I always felt like I was ugly, or, you know, just very insecure about myself. And when I actually discovered that root memory, everything alleviated, right? Like, I actually spent my whole life thinking I was ugly, and I would hold myself back from social, you know, events and, like, just other life things I should have been enjoying during that time. So it's really powerful to understand, like, a single instance where we choose to believe something can color our behaviors for the rest of our lives. So that's a little bit about my story with anxiety.
No. And so if we go back to that 6-year old, when you had that experience, Do you remember that lingering at the time? Because, like you say, that's something that obviously stuck with you as you were growing up. Or was it a passing comment that just like went away?
It's just a passing comment. And this is the thing about our subconscious, right? This is what hypnosis deals with, our subconscious mind, 95% of our mind that holds our identity, like how we think about ourselves and what we really believe we're capable of and what we believe is available to us in the world. This conversation of high self-worth, right? And a lot of the times, for most people, they have a hard time remembering anything before the age of 13, right? Everything is repressed. Like, we have so much data coming into our lives every second of the day. And so this is like something that happened in passing that I completely forgot about. I had no idea what the root cause of my anxiety was. And that's only one aspect of anxiety. When we think about the, 99% of anxiety, not 100%, because there's obviously like other scientific, biological things that are happening. But most of the time, anxiety is a byproduct of the two things when it comes from a mindset perspective and from a subconscious perspective. One is we're seeking the approval of others, right? When we grow up, and I'll just say the second one in case I forget to loop back to it, is we don't know how to be present because we're always worried about the future, of like the uncertainty of the future. And so, when we think about growing up, and everyone can resonate with this, society teaches us that we need to essentially be perfect, right? Be the good child at the grocery store that doesn't scream, or get straight A's, or come gold, or be the star performer, or be the popular kid, or be the smartest kid. And especially growing up with, immigrant parents, they were like very strict on the grades. Like, anything that was like a B plus was like completely unacceptable. I would be completely shamed and criticized. And they were doing it because they thought it was safe for me to like have good grades so that I could, have a good job and be safe, right? So they meant well, but the way that we learn as children, kind of like, to your point, do you remember that lingering memory? It's kind of like when you touch a hot oven for the first time, you don't decide, that was painful and maybe I shouldn't do that. You instantly make a choice and a decision. That's hot, painful. I'm never doing that again. So the same programs get created that are maladaptive, that create anxiety around perfectionism, right? Because we fear that, we have to be the good kid. And then if we're not, right, we get criticism, we're compared to our siblings or other children, we're put down, we're yelled at. I was yelled at all the time for not being perfect. And so we learn very quickly as children, like, I don't want to do that again. Like, I don't feel safe. I don't feel good. I'm not loved. Something's wrong with me, right? People a lot of the time feel like something's wrong with them, and that perpetuates the anxiety, all of the negative thoughts. So we learn, okay, so that's very painful, don't do that again. And then we also learn, okay, so like being perfect, being seen a certain way, doing certain things, looking a certain way, I get love, I get celebrated, I get seen. I want to do more of that, which is what creates this endless chase of like constantly seeking validation. And you may not even realize that you're doing it. But the biggest thing is like, do you still want people, do you care what people think about you? Do you care if your friends and family are proud of you? Are you worried if someone doesn't like you, right? So most of our actions, our whole life, are seeking that because we think we're going to feel safe, but then we have to continue seeking it again, which is why it never feels enough, which is why we never feel like the anxiety goes away. We might momentarily, like, it might be a band-aid solution, right? We're like, oh, they like us. But then we're back in, like, oh my God, do they like us? And like all the empty gaps cause all of this, like, self-doubt and all of the fear, right? The fearful thinking. And so when we look at that, most of the lot our lives will never really realize the love that we want or the success that we want because we don't feel that we're worthy now, right? Like, we feel like we can only have that when I'll be happy, when I'll be successful, when I'll be pretty, when. And there's always all these conditions because we learned that we could only be safe when there were conditions, right? And so we have to reprogram all of that, where we have to understand that like our behaviors right now, when we talk about self-sabotage, they're either like trying to seek approval or we're like sidestepping conflict because we don't want people to not like us and then eventually leave, right? Because again, like rejection and failure, where we've learned subconsciously, are like the end of the world, which is why it feels like probably the end of the world for people and for the majority that feel anxious. It's like, oh, like it's Armageddon, right? But the reality of the present moment is that rejection is hard and failure is hard, but it's not the end of the world. And if we can change the association so it doesn't send you into paralysis, so you don't have, people-pleasing tendencies or poor boundaries where you don't actually get where you want, where you prioritize yourself and have high self-worth, which is why a lot of my clients go on to like make more money, find better relationships, like feel confident within themselves, because it all becomes an empowered choice for you not to appease others, right? Like there's two ways. So you're either like trying not to get lost or trying not to be hated or rejected, or you're actually like making choices to win and making choices to be happy and making choices to be empowered and confident. So that's one side of things. And then when we look at the other side of things, it's the uncertainty aspect of like not knowing what's going to happen, because we're again projecting trauma from the past. We're like, oh no, we can't, let's avoid everything to avoid the rejection or the failure, right? And so then we're like in this, like, we kind of make this self-fulfilling prophecy because we're expecting the worst to happen, and our behaviors are going to manifest that same outcome because that's what we expect to happen, right? So we behave in the same ways to those, potential possibilities. That could be like, we're like thinking, what if it doesn't work? What if I fail? What if I lose it all? What if I'm an embarrassment? But it could also be, what if it does work? And what if it is amazing? And what if it, like, I am really happy, but our brains are geared towards survival.
So, just regarding that last point that you made, would you agree that we almost have this negative filter that we're born with that's there to try and protect us in a
Yes.
way? And how, when that might happen innately, so just happen automatically, how is someone, because there's so many people in the anxiety community with negative thoughts, this inner critic that's so loud. How can they counterbalance that when that's occurring? And how can they turn down that inner critic with the work that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. This reminds me of a client, very successful, like pretty much like you're like, how could this person be unhappy? Like 8 figures in the bank, happy family, like luxury vacations, but would wake up every day hating himself. Like the world was dark. Like he said, like literally, I would wake up and the world would look gray. Just always beating himself up, super hyper self-critical. And, within 4 weeks, he was like, wow, it's really weird. Like, I haven't really thought about that. I didn't notice, but I haven't really thought about it. And now never has those thoughts anymore, right? This is like a few months later. So how does that happen, right? And, one thing I want to point out, and I know it's really popular on social media, is like positive thinking, right? Like affirmations. And the science behind positive thinking is that it takes 5 positive thoughts to offset a negative. When we think about anxiety, if you ask the average person, hey, like, what's making you anxious? The most common response is, I don't know. I don't know. I just feel anxious, right? Or why are you overwhelmed? I don't know. There's so much going on. But they can't actually pinpoint why they feel anxious, right? And it's because our bodies have become so automatically, like this is the natural state when we face a trigger. And what I'm bringing up here is, when we think about going to the bathroom yesterday, like how many times we went, like probably can't remember, right? But when we think about, oh no, like someone didn't text me back, or what were they doing, or, what was going on, or when we're thinking about like, oh my gosh, like is that client gonna sign, like waiting for like the contract to come through, the big, whatever it is, we assign these thoughts that start to happen, right? We don't even know that we're doing it. We just instantly feel anxious by these thoughts of like, oh my God, what if it doesn't work? And then I'm a failure, and then I'm gonna be out on the street, and like, what if there's no opportunities? And like, when we think about like the spiral that naturally happens that puts us into that state instantly, it's like a memorized cycle. Like we memorize the script. We have to do a lot of compounding on, like we'll need like 5,000 affirmations to get us out. So the thoughts are not actually the problem, right? The thoughts come from a deeper problem, the root, which is the belief, right? We believe that we're not good enough, so that when we see the text, we've assigned, when we don't see the text, that means that they don't like me, they're mad at me, something's happening, and we assume and start creating this narrative that's not actually true. They could be in like a 5-hour meeting, right? But we're like creating this narrative again based on our past, a time when something like this could happen, or based on something you've witnessed that you're like, that must be true, right? Because our brains are, like you said, the way that we are nurtured in society is based on survival and scarcity, right? Save so you don't like end up on the streets, and make sure you get a secure job, and have the perfect marriage. And there's all these like ideals that if we don't meet these ideals, we feel that we're not good enough. And again, like that's really the root of a lot of people's anxieties, just feeling that they're not good enough at some capacity. And then they're really hard on themselves because we've learned again to be perfect, right? Because when we get perfect, we're loved and celebrated and seen. So when we can reprogram at the very root, this is what we do in hypnosis, we get to the root cause, the core belief, or why you don't feel good enough, or why you feel ugly, or why you feel weak, or why you feel unsuccessful, or like a failure, right? Which none of these things are true, right? What we have to understand, like we learned this, just like I learned when I was like, very young, that I was like inferior to my Caucasian girlfriends, and I was like an ugly person, right? I know, some people may not find me attractive, and that's fine, but I know myself that that's not true, but I believed it at the time. So when we can find those stories that at the root were not true, and then reprogram something more empowering, I am successful, I am good enough, I am all of these things. Again, not a thought. This is changing the neuroplasticity of your mind, changing the emotional association of the past pain into neutral or empowered. When we feel neutral or empowered, we have clarity, we have empowered choice, we have confidence, excitement, because we feel good, right?
And how long would you say that process takes to change that?
Yeah, so I do a mixture of a few hypnotic techniques plus hypnosis. And so usually people typically feel, I would say a 50% decrease in anxiety in the first 4 weeks. Everyone's healing journey is a little bit different based on past trauma, the depth of the trauma, all of those things. But usually, most of the time, by 5 months, they are 85 to 95% alleviated of these old anxious ways of being, because they're no longer having those old beliefs that perpetuate the flurry of thoughts that leave us in an anxious state. Because when we have a belief that promotes a thought, we assign meaning to those thoughts. I can't do it, I'm not good enough, I'm ugly and weak, whatever our story is, which is not true, just as a reminder, we just incorrectly learned that as children, right? And then we feel disempowered, and then that holds us back from going for the promotion or going on the date or, like wearing the amazing black mini dress or whatever it is, because we have this story. And so we're not living to our fullest, which is why it also feels so frustrating, because you know that you want more and you deserve more, but you're not sure how you can close the gap. So that's generally what the journey looks like. But the first 4 weeks is the biggest shift in just clearing up all of those old narratives from a belief system perspective, using the power of neuroplasticity and theta brainwave states, where, to that point when we're younger, 2 to 6, when most of these programs are created, where you feel like you can do anything and you could be the astronaut in space, our brains are very malleable. We bring you back to that same state to reprogram new empowered states.
When you were dealing with anxiety on a personal level, did you come across hypnosis or hypnotherapy in your own life? And how did that process happen?
Yeah, so basically what happened was, I took a big leap into entrepreneurship, not this. This is actually a byproduct of the first leap. Kind of went against everything that I knew. And I threw in my entire life savings. I had gone through a divorce. I'd lost my friends, another big breakup post after that. And I was like, I got to do something different. And then the global pandemic happened. And our city had a 17-month lockdown. So I was broke. I was alone. I was like, what did I just do? Did I just blow up my life? And I found this podcast that was like talking about manifestation. And I was like, this is like such crap. Like, this is like, there's no way this is real. But they had a course that, talked about, these like meditations that people were doing. And so I started doing these meditations I started to feel more.
Sorry to interrupt. What made you go from thinking it was crap to wanting to be?
Yeah, so I would listen to the podcast. I had like a friend that was doing it, and there were just so many positive results. Like, new, you know, jumps in career, new relationship goals being met, like manifesting material things, like people feeling like not anxious anymore. I'm like, okay, like there's too much evidence that why not? Like, what else am I doing at home anyways? And so I ended up going through the course, and then, you know, I started to like feel better and less anxious and started discovering a lot of things from my childhood. What I didn't realize at the time was that these meditations were not meditations. They were all self-hypnosis, right? They were self-guided hypnosises. And so I went through that process, and then I met a life coach who was a client of mine at the gym. And I also thought, I was like, that's a ridiculous job, right? Lo and behold, here I am, like, you know, years later. And she was like, oh, I actually see a hypnotherapist. And I was like, wait a minute, this is a job? And it was in that moment I knew this is what I was meant to do. But that's how I originally found it, because I was like, I've been through therapy. I've done mindset affirmations and journaling, like to the nth degree. Like, I know better, but I cannot shift the way that I feel. I still feel scared. I still feel like making the decision will be the end of the world if I make a mistake. Right? I still feel like I'm too scared to get rejected, so I won't find this opportunity for love. I was too afraid to do anything because I didn't want to get hurt and I didn't want to look stupid. And so I just didn't, right? So I was like, life can't be like this. Like there's gotta be something else available. And there is.
Yes, another. And just going back to when you were feeling anxious and you said that on the outside that people perceived you as confident, do you think in that moment you knew that you was almost putting on an act?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. So this is, we all feel this, especially if you are someone who experiences anxiety. It's kind of like this like feeling that you have to show up a certain way. Right. And you can feel yourself like it's exhausting. You kind of have to like hide certain parts of you, like the parts of you that you think are too much. I had that complex, like, oh, like, don't be too much of this, or don't show this because then they'll break up with you, or, you know, whatever dialogue with like crap that was being put into my brain. Right. That fed into my beliefs, my belief system. And again, our beliefs determine our behavior, and your behaviors are going to determine what kind of life you get to have, what kind of life you choose to have, whether in love, relationships, in success, in, you know, your work life, right? And so, you know, it's, sorry, I digress. What was the original question?
Yeah.
Again?
No, so I was just saying, like, on the face of things, when people appear to be confident, but you say they're feeling that anxiety inside them.
Yeah, so this is one of the biggest complexes of my clients who are extremely successful, should in theory have everything. But because, again, that validation pattern, the maladaptive pattern we learned as children, where we have to perform, we have to achieve, we have to look and be a certain way to be loved, celebrated, seen, essentially feel safe, right? We only learn to show those parts of us. Anything that was condemned, like, you know, if you were like kind of crazy, it's like, don't be crazy, because like that's not appropriate. Or don't be loud, you're too loud. Or don't show too much emotion, it's weak, right? So we start to like hide those parts of it, even though like it's okay to have emotions, it's okay to be loud, you know, it's okay to be weird. Your weird is probably what makes you so lovable, is what probably makes you so unique. It's usually the thing that is the genius that will make you actually extremely successful, right? But I hid so many parts of us, or any imperfections, it's like, hide it. And, you know, we all have them, right? And so we're trying to put on this act that is not us, right? And it's very exhausting because it's kind of like this feeling of like keeping up with the Joneses, where we like have to be in a certain way so that we are loved. But it's because it's not actually who we are. It's very exhausting. We feel very burnt out. We're overextending all the time. Like, especially if you know that you're a people pleaser, right? Trying to do everything for everyone so that we'll be liked, but then we're like very resentful when we don't get it back, you know? And it's like this like vicious cycle, right? And, you know, this is the big thing that hypnosis does is, again, we get rid of all of the overthinking, the second guessing, the doubt, the insecurities, right? Because again, those were incorrectly learned programs that you are carrying with you that allow you to feel and actually cause you to choose to feel anxious and overwhelmed and not good about yourself. But these original learnings that we learned as a young child of being too much or too loud or ugly or whatever story is there, like not successful, you'll never make it on your own, marry rich, these are things that I heard. They have a big impact on your life now. So if we can just remove them, right? We reprogram them. And it doesn't mean we erase your memories. Like, this is not what we do in hypnosis. We just change the association where we learn the truth, right? A different perspective that's going to be memorized in your neurology. And also, we change the emotion so that we're not feeling fearful or stuck, which is what causes us to feel anxious, right? Thinking the worst, spiraling into the worst, right? Looking at all the ways that, like, it won't work or how we'll be rejected or hurt, right? And I see this a lot, you know, where people, especially in relationships, like don't really have the conversation because they're afraid to get hurt. Even in, you know, important business relationships and negotiations, they don't like ask for the price that they want because they think they're going to lose out. Like, we're always in this kind of like losing mind state, like trying to survive. And we can get you out of survival so that you can actually just be present. Again, not projecting your past. We're not thinking, oh, I'm going to go on this date. It's probably gonna not go that well, and they're gonna reject me, and maybe they won't call me. You can actually just like be in the date and like be present to the experience and make new choices that are empowered for you, that it's gonna allow for a different experience to occur, right? So, it just gives you back the power and the confidence that has always belonged to you. You just learned something different and you've forgotten.
And I can see so many people can resonate with hypnosis and everything you're speaking about. They're asking if it can be saved. So it is going to be saved on our Instagram, which is wonderful, and also converted to DLC Live on our podcast. So you'll be able to listen to it if you prefer to listen to it. For someone who wants to start hypnosis, but if we go back to this conversation at the start where you said it's not this on stage biting into an onion and acting silly. How much of that, like, do you still feel like you're having to correct people? And yeah, what would you say to someone who does have this like negative like stigma attached to hypnosis?
I mean, be open, right? This process is really rapid, but it's alternative, right? And it's a something that we're not commonly used to. And so if you have done meditation before or you know some mindfulness work, it feels the same. Like you're not gonna be hypnotized, like you're not gonna feel hypnotized, or you're not gonna be brainwashed. And it's just another modality of deeper introspection to memories and to root causes that you can't currently access with the conscious mind. Like for you know the average person, if you think about it now, you probably can't think back to anything before 13, but a lot of what causes your anxiety is existing in 0 to 7. Like these are where the memories that we need to access and reprogram exist. And I actually have a free email course coming out next week where you can start diving into like what's causing your anxiety, what are the limiting beliefs that are causing you to hold yourself back from everything you want in life. It's available to you now. You're worthy now, not you know conditional until when. And so that's going to be coming out next week, and you can find that. I'll link it below. I think it's winwithkira.com/trainyourmind or brain. It's one or the other. You'll just join my newsletter and I'll give you the first access into that course. It's free.
We'll do a story as well. So if you just give me the link, we can pop that on the stories.
Awesome.
Also, I just wanted to just ask the question on. So when I dealt with anxiety on a personal level, I was dealing with panic attacks. So I got a panic attack in a location, and then I became avoidant of that situation, and it spiraled, etc. How would you say? Well, would you say that hypnosis is beneficial for people who literally have like a panic disorder? So it's to dealing with that avoidant of that situation, because would you say that there's still a root cause that's caused that situation? How would you approach someone dealing with panic attacks?
Yeah, absolutely. I've had clients who have had panic attacks and phobias and things like that. The first question I would ask, like, is this something you've had forever, right? Like since coming out of birth, like at a very young age, right? If it's something that developed, in your teens, as a young child, even as an adult, I have some clients that develop phobias as an adult. They're like, I don't know where it came from, but now I can't like go into hotels because of the low ceilings or planes, and something has happened, right? Something in your brain, there's been an association where fear, trauma, pain has been created, where again, now it's your subconscious. The number one job is to keep you safe, but it doesn't always do it in the way that's productive for your life. And so when we can again find those original events and change the association, again, the panic attack is the symptom. The phobia is the symptom, right? It's not the root. It's not like the way that you are. And so when we can again find out what's causing that for you, right? What's causing the procrastination, the overthinking, the negative self-talk, the anxiety, the fearful thoughts, like the self-criticism, all of those things, again, like the root we pull, the symptoms start to alleviate. Like I've had clients who have had panic attacks or wake up like strapped with anxiety, and now they wake up just normal. And they're like, oh, I can have life and enjoy myself, right?
I just want to see if there's any questions that the audience have said just before we wrap up. So what's what? How to deal with childhood trauma when it keeps appearing?
Yeah, so again, with hypnosis, self-led can be good. It just takes a little bit longer to find the root events. This is what I specifically do with my clients to make it fast. This is why we get fast results, is that we have to find the root. So often we think about like the primary emotional experience event where it's like, oh, the big heartbreak or like the parents fighting and the divorce. Like sometimes it's something before that where it's our first observation of this belief, whether it happened to you or whether you saw it in your environment. That's actually the event that needs to be reprogrammed. And you can do that with a professional where they can help you find, and they will actually just locate it for you. So again, when we deal with the root, the rest will alleviate.
Would you say that would you advise someone to try self-led first, or what if they had the options, would you tell them to go with a professional first if they had both resources available to them?
If you have the resources available, go with the professional because you'll get faster, more concise results, and you'll be held in experience, especially dealing with childhood trauma. When you're dealing with self-hypnosis, it's perfectly fine to do as well. It's just going to take a little bit more time with introspection, journaling, all those things. And you may have to, like, kind of like you might end up like at 7 and then end up at like 5 and end up at a memory of 3. Like things will become evident, like it's kind of like peeling an onion layer back. And so you'll become more tuned into like what those root causes are and start healing them. So if you want to get out fast and you have the resources, work with a professional. You can reach out to me if you have any questions. I have a huge network of hypnotherapists as well, if it's not happening to be me in specific, or start with a self-hypnosis. I actually am going to be like launching an official course in about 2 weeks' time. I have the free course next week, but you're going to be able to start diving into actually the deep inner child, the shadow work, all the childhood trauma that you can start to explore and reprogram with self-hypnosis and guided prompts and all those good things.
And I just want to leave on one more question from the community, which is, I get physical symptoms of anxiety without anxious thoughts. Do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, so this is deeply subconscious because, as I mentioned a little bit earlier on the live stream, we've become so memorized in this state that we think it's our identity. It's kind of this like saying or a thought, like it's always been this way, or it's just the way that I am, or I don't know why I'm feeling this way. The thoughts and the belief is so embedded. We don't even need to have the thought, right? Like this is, like I said, like we get the text and we don't get the text and we're immediately anxious. We don't get the response from our boss, we're immediately anxious. We don't get the signed negotiation, we're immediately anxious. We don't even really need to have a thought. We just like see a trigger and like we just immediately go into that state because our brains, our subconscious is like, we're in danger, even though we're just waiting for a text or just waiting for an email. Like nothing actually is happening that's bad, and for all we know it's like will be a great text. The next text is, I love you, or like, you got the promotion, or here's the signed contract for like this next big brand expansion. And so that's the thing where we need to change the association, but also find the root cause, because it's so deeply embedded and memorized as a state of being that we can't see, we can't even break it apart anymore. And the way that we, the thought is so automatic and the emotion associated is so automatic, it's almost like happening instantly. So what we do actually in hypnosis is that we break it all apart. So you'll be able to actually locate the belief and the thought. And then when the thought pops up, you'll be able to separate the emotion. You'll be like, does that actually make me anxious? Like, what else is actually happening here? What's available? Can I be present? What new choices do I have? Which is going to change your experience of your life.
That's wonderful. And I think that's a great place to end it. If people don't follow you on social media, how can they follow you? Also, do you have a website? And DLC Anxiety, we are worldwide. Do you deal with clients from all over the world?
Yes, my clients are literally all over Australia, Singapore, Bangladesh, US, like literally everywhere. So you can just reach out. I have a complimentary unblocking session. If you're looking on more information on one-to-one, my website is generatemindsetcurrency.com. And also, like I said, we'll just link up the free email course and the new course that we'll be launching very, very soon if you're wanting to dive deeper into hypnosis. But on socials, it's just I am Kira Yang, KYRAYANG, on Twitter and Instagram. Those are the two places I
That's
exist.
wonderful. And do you believe that everyone who deals with anxiety disorders can overcome it, no matter what stage they are in their life? And also, how much of it do you think is mindset?
Yeah, so I will never say 100%, but I would say a good majority of people, 95% of the world, the population, this is something that we've been conditioned to kind of like a defense mechanism, to protect ourselves, and it can be undone, right? When we can change the associations of like having to be perfect, or not fearing that we're going to lose out, or not fearing that we're not good enough, everything changes. I've seen that the most anxious people become free and they never thought it was possible. So it does, of course, like stage of life, all those things, it can change the trajectory of the transformation and the journey for you, but it's possible. You just got to stick with it, be open with it, and like move through kind of the ups and downs of like changing the way that your brain thinks about yourself in this world, which will give you a whole new like outlook on life and how you experience it and live it.
Wonderful. Well, again, thank you so much for stopping by and speaking to the
Thank
community.
you, Dean.
Really appreciate it. We'll get this up on Instagram now, and it'll be live on the podcast in the next 72 hours. And yeah, if you send me the links, I'll get them on our stories as well. Thank
Amazing. Thanks so much. Talk to you
you.
soon. Bye.
Bye.